Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might hurt me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, 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 ever.
Good morning, this ain't Vietnam still. People lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how it connects to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in a song, I ain't talking about the ones to be cloned. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know what a blood diamond. So it's thousands of miles away. Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here it's the drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the bracelets, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless till I seen a picture of a shorty armless. And here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby you look so nice. How can something so wrong make me feel so right? Right? Before I beat myself up like Ike. You can still throw your Rockefeller diamond tonight. Because
throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
Forever. But you know what I hear when I hear that jump? The corner is forever. Yeah, me. The corner is forever. Hey, 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 y'all know I can't sing, so I ain't even gonna do it. I ain't gonna play around.
But you can rap though.
Oh yeah, I can rap. I'm just staying my lane though. Yeah, talk about. What's up, sis? What's happening,
my brother?
What's going on with
what's
you,
up,
man?
Hey, man, I ain't making no
man, I had to take off today and do a million and one things. And I'm telling you, there is no more of a wasteful day than a day that you're off work and you still got to make 101 moves or stops or things and all of that chaos. You know, I was like, man, I might as well just went to work. You know what I mean? But I will say I was able to get a lot of things done. I had actually ran all the way completely out of my prescription, and that's something that I do not at all like to do. So I had to go and refill that. And girl, $113. You hear me?
Mm-mm, no, sir.
Yes, $113. I didn't use them, but I do have a program in my insurance that allows me to get a bang for my buck or whatever. So, you know, I did, you know, utilize that and received a little financial assistance from the monotony of that high daggone prescription bill, if we can just say that. But girl, I'm trying to tell you, man, I was in that job. I was like, can I do something strange for some change? You know what I mean? Can we work this out in some other way, please? The lady was like, no, sir. She was cracking up laughing, but she was like, no, she wasn't going for it at all. Wasn't having it, wasn't going for it. Yeah, see, nah. You're going to have to pay, bro. You're going to have to pay. So, you know, but hey, so you know me, I always try to find a way to do something for myself or good for me during the a day, a free day is what I like to call it. Even though it wasn't free, it was free from work. So
it was a cost day.
So, yeah,
I call them cost days.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I've realized as an adult, sometimes you just gotta deal with it. You know what I mean? You're gonna have to pay. You're just gonna have to put that money up. You're just gonna have to deal with it. And there's no need to kick and scream and holler because it is what it is. No way. And you actually feel better when you just go ahead and deal with it and move on. So moved on. I have woosahed. I moved on, and yeah, that's how I'm playing that one. Yeah, talk about.
Okay.
What about you, sis? How them grand, them beautiful little grandbabies doing you today?
One of them walked on me, like, you know, literally walked on me like I was the floor. Like, he walked on me. Yeah.
Wow.
But, hey.
Okay.
I'm grandma, I guess. Grandma get walked on.
Hey, it's done out of love. That's what I'm going to say about that one.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, yeah, it's done out of love, man. You know, the babies just, you know, they're thinking of how can I show my affection? How can I show my love to grandma? I know, I'll walk on her. You know,
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what was told to me. You know, when you know, I'm laying down holding my baby and she bit my nipple damn near all the way off.
Okay.
It was done out of love. It was done out of love, you know what I mean? I'm like, Daddy don't have no daddy chubby, daddy got titties, little titties, but ain't no milk coming out. Nothing at all. And I gained a new respect for women in that their situation because, them little teeth hurt, man. Them little teeth hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was holding a little piranha. You know what I'm talking about? I said, this ain't for me.
I can't.
Hey, but, you know what? And I love the babies when they're somebody else's. That's why grandbabies are so special because they are our kids' children. So all the providing and you know, it's a choice for us as grandparents or godparents. It's a choice for us. You know what I mean? Do I want to get this? Yeah, I'll get this for the baby. And we normally get them stuff. I don't know why the instincts have taken over this way, but I get my granddaughter stuff that I wouldn't get for my daughter. Like, yeah, baby.
Yeah,
you can have
and we tolerate stuff that we wouldn't tolerate from our own children.
Exactly. That's grandbaby.
Yeah.
They're going right. You let grandbaby have that. You let grandbaby do her thing. Because, that's my grandbaby.
Okay.
Anyway. Welcome you guys to another episode, Thursday/Friday episode of Kale's Corner. You know what I mean? Where we will be discussing the WNBA divisional round. Oh, shucks now. With the finals kicking off on Sunday. The sun and the sky are the only two teams that still have unfinished business to handle. So we'll definitely get into that. We're going to tap real lightly into the NBA. Montrezl Harrell finds a new home with an old friend. Curry adds author to his life achievement resume. Then we're going to go into the NFL. And we're going to kick off Lady T's pick tonight. Y'all talk about. I hope y'all ready.
Yeah.
I hope you all are ready for Lady T's pick because I'm ready to win some money. Y'all talk about.
Okay. Hey. Now before we.
Anyway, we're going to discuss the Bills visiting the Rams to start off the season this evening, you know. And,
yes,
you know, real quick. Yes. That's my feeling about it, you know. Football, it was cool in the preseason. Oh, y'all, preseason football, But Treese called me the other day and was like, bruh. He just said, bruh, like five times, y'all. I was like, what? He was like, we can already start another season of Lady T's Pick'ems. And I was, and look, just instantly, it hit me when she said that, that's right, damn, football season about to pick up. And now that we're here today, and it's real, it's tangible, we can see it, we're going to hear it, we're going to feel it, man. Goodness gracious. Why do I love this sport as much as I do? It's crazy.
Yeah.
I have a team that hasn't won in years. Well, decades, I'm going to say. I have a team that hasn't won in decades, and my commitment and loyalty is just the same as when the Bama's won that Super Bowl, won their first Super Bowl. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It is crazy.
Ooh,
what the NFL.
That's a long time, bro.
Hey, watch your mouth. Mind your business. NFL power rankings. Where do you believe your team is or should be, and where the placement that they act, some of these things that actually are. Now, what I did with this, I didn't go 1-32. I picked the teams that are represented mostly here on Kale's Corner, and I was able to line them all up from this point. So there is going to be an interesting list. All these topics and much more on today's episode of Kale's Corner. You can join us at 563-999-3782, or you can be on that Facebook Live joint with Lady T. You know what I'm talking about? And we do. People on there will tell you. They are witnesses. Certainly ask Lady T, what are the comments? What are people saying? So you guys can be a part of the show as well. Again, that's Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. So
yep.
Now all the business is taken care of. Let's take a quick break. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. This is for my man Kirby, who tells me I doesn't do enough of this. We'll be right back. Aces 97, and the storm 92. The Aces 97, yeah. Storm 92. So the Las Vegas Aces took that series 3-1. And that is surprising to me because no one told me before that series that the Storm would have only won one game. I'm serious. The Suns in the Sky, on the other hand, they're going to have a game tonight at 8 p.m. in which, I'm sorry to say, the NFL will take precedence over this game. But I can't wait to find out the result because they're tied 2-2, and this is an elimination game. This will yep. be an elimination game tonight. So we already know that the Aces are in WNBA Finals. So we're waiting mm-hmm. for either the Suns or the Sky. And I'm going to start it out right now. Tree, Suns or Sky?
Yeah.
The Suns or Sky is all I want to know. Who?
You got
my
nerves.
Tree?
I know. I'm going to say Sky because Candace Parker would be at home. So I'm going to say Sky.
Okay. What'd
you say?
I say the Suns. Part of that is just to go against you, and the other part of it, I think that people underestimate the motivation and the drive of yeah. being the team not expected to win gives things. You know what I mean? Brother Ted, welcome to the corner,
hey,
brother. Ted.
Hey, good evening. Sir. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Suns or Sky, bruh? Suns or Sky?
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the Sky.
Okay. Of course. Okay. Of course. Yeah. Okay. Y'all Chicagoans. Get that back.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay.
That's what's up. Debo, Suns or Sky, bruh? Take your phone off mute, D. I beat you, Tree.
I was going to say that. Dang.
Give me
Candace Parker. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't say Suns of Sky, man. You just had to say Candace Parker. Okay.
Yeah, D
likes Candace Parker. Okay. Let's try something different. Kirby, Suns or Sky, Kirby?
One word.
I'm going to go with what you said, Carol, because I know that you know that you know.
Oh, man. I know. Oh, man. Hey,
well, y'all better stick to football then, because he don't know nothing about that.
I'm going to say this. And I made mention to this already. Part of my prediction was to go against Tree. And because I don't, I believe that the motivation is underestimated for teams who are not picked to win. You know, everybody is so gung-ho with the team that they expect to win that they don't even really look over at the team that's not expected. So, yeah, in other words, in short, I'm going to take a jab at the underdog to see just how much fight they have in them. All right. So yeah, that's my reason, and I'm sticking to it. Yeah, talk about. I am sticking to it. either which way, we're going to be in for a great. Women's championship game, you know. So, congratulations to all of the women, even the Storm for making it there. Yeah, I know my motto: people don't practice in training camp and all of that only to get that far. But you know, it's still a good achievement. It's still a great achievement by the young ladies, and I don't want to belittle that. I don't want to make them feel, you know, another sports guy is putting us down. No, I'm not putting you guys down. You didn't finish the ultimate goal. So, hey, you know, it is what it is. What it is, it is. So, no problems with that. Again, the Sun in the Sky play tonight at 8 p.m. 8 p.m., the Sun and the Sky will step on the court, and one of these teams will be the winner. One of these teams will be playing in the WNBA Championship Finals starting Sunday. So, hey.
Best thing about Kale, but the best thing about Sue Bird and her team, the Storm losing, was they lost at home, which was in front of their home. You know, all of their crowd got to, you know, she got to say goodbye, at least, to all of her fans. Mm-hmm. They was there cheering her on. So it was bittersweet kind of for her, you know, because she was really trying to get it, you know, get it done for them. And they felt that.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, we don't practice to get to that point. We practice to get to the next point. But just making it to the point that she made it to at the age that she's at and all of the input that she put in, I just applaud her and congratulate her on her effort.
Yeah, we both do. We both do.
Yeah.
You know,
bittersweet.
Yeah, because getting your team to a point like that, that's no small feat. That's no small feat, and you can't. We can't just poo-poo it, or as sports fans, you know. They made it to the divisional championship round. No, we can't do it like that. You know, that team worked hard to get there, and I know, like I said, guys, I mess with T all the time and say that the team doesn't go to training camp and OTAs and all of that just to make it to that point. So, of course, they're not satisfied with how it all ended, but we're going to congratulate them for getting to the point that they got to. And, we're going to move on from there, you know, maybe next year. You know, we can say that maybe next year. Let's take another call. What's up, Ronnie? 007 in the house.
007.
Hey, what's going on? Hey,
hey.
Man, until next year. Hey, what's going on? Until next year.
I can't with him. I cannot with him. I can't take him. I swear. Ronnie,
hey,
look, the point, like, cut throat, like, bam. Come on, Ronnie.
On to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Sue Bird had a wonderful season, and just they'll be back next year.
Well, I mean, I don't know, Ronnie. Isn't she retiring?
I feel as though she's best for business, though.
She's going to be gone from the sport, but she's not going to be gone from the sport, is what she said. So she'll be around.
Right,
I don't
right.
know in what capacity. Maybe a coach or something. I don't know. But I don't think
I agree with that.
Yeah.
The coach part,
no,
yes.
I
think she's going to become a coach.
We're going to see if the transition from player to coach will it be as hard for the ladies as it is for some of the men? Because I'm telling you, there isn't a tape or a video of Sam Cassell in practice where he doesn't have shorts on and he's going at it with the players back and forth. And, you know, I was thinking, I was like, well, maybe that's why they're not giving Sam an opportunity as a head coach yet, because Sam still has player ambition with him. So I don't know why it's done, but I'm about to get on my Kill Corner soapbox and say, give Sam a damn chance, man. Give that man a chance. I'm pretty sure either with the women or the young men. I think he is ready to be a head coach, and they need to stop playing around. Let's take another call. Brother Tang, what it do?
Tang.
Carol's Corner family, much love and respect. How everybody doing? What's up, big bro? Hey, Miss T.
Hey.
007.
Hey. What's going on, man?
Crew.
Hey,
I hear y'all talking about Sam for sale. So what they? I'm just coming in on it. Tell me, bring me up to speed real fast, please.
We were talking about Sue Bird, and she was leaving, but she was saying she's gonna be leaving the game, but she's not gonna be leaving the game. So we was trying to interpret what that really meant. Like, you know, maybe she going into coaching.
Oh, yeah, she's going to probably.
Sam Cassell might be a Sam Cassell type person.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
You know, every time they show Sam, we see him in shorts and he got a basketball, and he's going one-on-one with players and stuff, and you just know that his whole basketball life is not complete for him. You can see he's itching. He wants to get back on that court, but we know his body won't allow him. So, you know, will that be the mantra with Sue Bird when she actually retires and goes into coaching? Will she be, you know, I want to go, but I don't want to go. I'm thinking about giving it another opportunity. I don't want to get back out there. You know what I mean? Will it be the back and forth game, or will she actually just say, I'm a coach now? You know, I'm a coach.
I think she's just going to be straight coach. She's old. You could tell in her last two games how she was playing. Mm-hmm. Like, she's done.
Yeah.
Father time has caught her. It's no joke
with
that. She knows it. That's why she's leaving, because she knows. She's going to leave on a high note. Ain't no sense of coming back, because it's downhill from there.
Yeah, true.
It started when they got knocked out by the Vegas. So you're right. She might as well go ahead and walk off with that.
Father
time.
Yeah, it's father time. Who else is it?
Hey, look, don't tell Tom Brady that. That's a cuss word.
Oh, my. It's man.
We're going to already see that Tom's built like that. Yeah, you're going to already see that Tom's still doing what he do. Now, Tom usually don't get hit.
He take a couple of steps back and the ball out. It's done. It's over. And he lives to see another game. She got every time on the court, her body is taking. Somebody is bumping up against her, knocking her down. She go down four times a game.
I'm going to say this. Tom is going to find out his age this season. I don't know if it's going to be
the first game with Dallas.
I don't know if it's going to be the first game with Dallas. I don't know if it's going to be the second or the third game. But Tom is going to find out his age. And because quietly, these defensive players, and Ronnie, you make me sick starting a whole nother subject. But anyway, quietly, these defensive players. They get ready to come at they're taking offense to the fact that this old man, and Tom is old in football years, is constantly coming back. That this old man is constantly saying, basically, screw y'all, I'm Tom Brady. I ain't thinking about y'all, man. Yeah, somebody has, trust me, taking the exception to the fact, and they were talking about Michael Parsons today, and he was talking about, you know, most of the people that were talking trash were like DBs and you know, corners and stuff like that. It wasn't the guys that put their hand down and get into the dirt at Tom Brady and make his life back in that backfield a living hell. So I'm serious. It's a lot of defensive backs that are taking exception to this man constantly coming back as if, you know, to say forget Father Time or get a middle finger to Father Time every season. So all I'm going to say is be careful, Tom. Be careful. Because this football thing, hey, nah, for
they
real, this football thing, it's a young man's game. This is a young man's game. And you'll have a couple of older guys who find a way to stay in, like you guys just said. You know, Tom gets rid of the ball very quickly and two steps and is out, you know. There are still breakdowns that can be caused within that two-step release, trust me. So, yeah, I think we're going to see the beginning of the end, if not the end in its totality, when it comes to Tom Brady this season, for real. Serious. And I'm not wishing anything bad on the man. Don't nobody say, oh, Kale's corner say, Tom going out. No, no, no. All I'm saying Father Time and his wife are undefeated. You know what I'm talking about? They undefeated,
yeah.
Though. So,
Yeah.
So he can keep playing around if he wants to. There'll be a point where he will forget.
Yes, indeed.
Anyway, yeah. So, again, congratulations to the Las Vegas Aces. And tonight we'll know the triumphant team between the Chicago Sky and the Sun. So, you know, Connecticut Sun, excuse me. Get your popcorn and y'all know I ain't even going to lie to y'all. Y'all know I'm going to be watching football. But I'm going to flip back and forth. In between the action, okay? Is that all right? That's all right. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Excuse me, y'all. I had some eye drops put in today. Let me tell you. All right, we'll be right back.
Bro, I'm Achilles. Yeah. Straight up the block with it, Eagle Street to be specific. I peepin' at you, people different. I pay my dues, you keep the difference. I can see the end in the beginning, so I'm not racing, I'm just sprinting. Cause I don't wanna finish, they diminish. I replenish, scientific, I'm out this world. I wear bright red, like a girl toe, no homo. Fingernails dirty, I've been counting dirty money since 12:30. 8M, weigh them, if they shall take them right back and pray him, amen. Yeah, I just do my way, and every time I do it, I do my thing, yeah. Believe it. Like a true story. Real big, make the call look like a true story. If I hop out.
Let me tell you, told. All right. In the NBA, Montrezl Harrell finds a new home with an old friend. And not just any old friend, a friend that helped him, guided him to the NFL Sixth Man of the Year back in 2019-20 season. And that is none other than 76er head coach Doc Rivers. So, you know, it's you know, Montrezl Harrell is one of those players that, for whatever my reason, I just can't hate. I can't hate on the man. I just, you know, certain players I can be like, man, I don't like him. And that's all it is to it. I just don't like him. But Montrezl Harrell has First of all, you guys know from numerous shows here on the corner, I have stated that I want Harold back. I want Montrezl Harrell back. And everybody's telling me, Harold, what place? In what capacity? How are they going to put him on the court? Well, what playing time is he going to get? And I understand all that, but I don't care. I want him back. Hey, I want him back, man. I want the man back, you know?
So Philadelphia 76ers hiring him or signing him in order to be a cancer to the locker room just like he did us?
Stop that. How was he a cancer to our locker room?
Remember he was 10, we was like 10 or something. They had a fight in the locker room, and then we went on that debacle, sixth game losing streak to a point we thought he was going to the finals.
You know what, bro? That's on the head coach not ready to be a head coach. What locker room in the NBA, do you think there's not division? What locker room in the NBA do you think? I mean, listen, it's cameras on all of them, bro. It's cameras on all of them. So everybody wants their shine. Everybody wants to show and prove why they are there. And not to mention, everybody wants to put good play on tape. Am I wrong?
Everybody wants to be seen.
Exactly. So when that doesn't happen, you're going to have division. You're going to have this confusion amongst the ranks. But a good head coach, he knows how to control all of that. Everybody is so oil field Jackson, you know, if it wasn't for Phil, because Phil had to juggle personalities. And I didn't really look at it this way until he got Kobe and Shaq. And he basically had to juggle things all over again. And I saw the man do it again as if it was no problem. So, you know, we all give credit to the players when we see good. But, hey, these coaches make a difference as well, man. And we can't just overlook them. And they'll make they can hurt or help a team. Again, I'm going on my soapbox for Sam Cassell. You know what I mean? I feel, in my own thoughts, that Sam would have handled that. Because Sam has been a player in contention with his players in the locker room. So what better person to handle that than someone who's already been through that? You know?
But, Kale, we keep saying, we want the best for Sam Cassell. We want him to be a head coach. We want. But he hasn't said he wanted that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when positions come up, He don't say that he want that. He don't even show interest. Like I've never ever seen or him show any type of interest that he want to be a head coach.
I have one question for you. Who does?
I'm not saying he not good.
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying who that ends up a head coach really shows the NBA world, the fans, that head coach is their aspiration. Normally, teams just bring guys in, interview them, and hire them. You don't really see anybody saying, oh, I want to coach this team or I want to coach that team. Most time in the NBA, coaches are just hired, and there they are. There they are. Why? Because they're given an opportunity. I believe Yes. But I believe if someone was to give Sam a real opportunity, I think he would show the interest that you're taking is missing. That's just what I believe. All right, let's go to the phone. Cap, what's happening?
Hey, hey, how's everybody?
Hey, Cap.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, chilling. What I missed? What's up with you?
Tell me what you think about Montrezl Harrell reunited with Doc Rivers and joining up with the 76ers.
You mean my 76ers? We are ecstatic.
Yep.
We needed that grit off the bench.
Right.
If you recall, I don't know how close you followed the Sixers, but we were soft last year, bro. We were soft.
And it was funny how nobody really wanted to acknowledge that. No one really wanted to say that. But I was like, you know, them dudes soft, man. Joel Embiid, and then you had Simmons with the mental illness or whatever that was he was going through, and then Harden came over there and you found out that he didn't really want to play this way or that way, and I was just like, man, there's a softness in that locker room. But, you know, hey.
Hey, Maury picked up some pieces. We picked up we got Melton. We picked up Melton, House, and Harrell, and it was one more piece that we had got.
Yeah,
you know,
I saw that too.
Yeah, so he putting things together to try to. We had to build the bench up. That was the key.
Yeah, no doubt. I saw that in last year's loss to Miami. I was like, you know, they need a bench. They need some people that's going to come in and bring that extra. And Montrezl Harrell is one of those guys. He's definitely going to bring that
he came
extra
from the Chiefs, too. They got him from the Chiefs.
Okay. Yeah. 2 years, $5.2 million. Oh, wow. But you know what? I think that marijuana.
That's because of what happened.
Yeah, exactly. That marijuana charge played a heavy part in that contract. It shouldn't, but it did. It did. So, you know, hey, I ain't mad at 76ers. If you can get them dirt ball, then get them dirt ball, you know. But getting them is the objective, for real. Get him, you know. And we'll see. 76ers will be a much better team as a result of him being there. So, hey, you know, kudos to the 70s. Go ahead.
Doctor's got to coach him right. That's all. He ended up being a great coach that I seen. He lost that when he was in the Clippers.
That's the key.
So if he can coach him right, then I believe they can do something. But Doc ain't been coaching
him. Well, Doc coached him to the sixth man of the year the first time he had him. So we know that Doc can get positivity from him. You know what I mean?
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about in Doc last few years, he haven't been coaching great at all. His coaching.
He's like, yeah,
himself. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I know he's going to get the best. One thing about Montrezl Harrell, he's going to give you the best of him anyway of whoever team he's on. That's just the type of guy he is.
Right.
He's not going to give you no half-ass, you know, hustle on the court. I was just saying, I hope Doc can coach them right, because the last 4 years, Doc haven't been coaching good at all.
Hold on, Tay. If you know Montrezl Harrell doesn't give no half-hearted effort, then why do you beat me down about wanting him back here with the Wizards? I'm confused. Help me out, bro.
I told you that he always hustled. I said that. We just don't need him. We don't need him.
You always need a player that's going to hustle, man. Right?
Yeah,
we're going to see. But see, guess what? We're going to see if Doc put him in there.
Oh, no, he in there. Trust me. Believe that.
A B's going to need some rest, folks.
Yes,
man. I'm just going to his coaching. That's all I'm saying.
No, you're right, bro. You're right. That's a concern. That's a concern a lot of Philly fans had the last couple of years.
But
yeah,
you know what?
They don't have to.
I'm going to say this. With all the confusion that was around that locker room with the players Can we really blame Doc's coaching as a reason?
Doc is a great coach to be able to get it under control. So he should have did exactly what you said 15 minutes ago, and he didn't do it.
Okay.
Back.
Okay.
He added fuel to the fire, if you ask me.
I think with Ben Simmons, he added fuel to the fire, definitely, by making those comments. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take another call. 7627, you're on the corner.
What's up, y'all? It's 57 in the house.
What's up?
I was having problems with my other phone there. What's up, Kale? What's up,
bitch?
Corner family? How y'all doing? Hold on, wait a minute. Slow up here.
Another phone. How many phones you got?
Obviously, I used the wrong one.
I'm gonna make sure my government name ain't on the phone.
I gotta make sure my government name ain't on another one. But look, I think it's a good move for the 76ers. I think it's a great move for the 76ers, and it's a good move for Montrezl Harrell because right now he needs to just get back in the NBA and play ball and let some time get between him and that marijuana charge.
Yeah,
so that's a good move. He's lucky he's back in the NBA. I think this year, this might be the 76ers year. This might be the time that they actually get a chance to go to the finals, even if they might not win it, but this might be their time. The other thing I was going to say is what Sis was saying about Sam Cassell, he might not want to be a head coach. You only see him making those squawks about it. He's been in the league for a long time as a coach. Even Patrick Ewing got out and got him a coaching job in college. Maybe he just likes, I think he might be content because these guys, you got to do a whole lot with these NBA players now.
And he feel like, I could just do this part right here, and when it's over, I'm going home. Ain't nobody blaming me for nothing. Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? I could just do my part and go home. I ain't got to do the other part. Worry about stuff. I ain't got to do interviews. I don't got to do none of that stuff. I'm just going home. I'm going out the back door. I'm getting in my car. I'm going home.
Well, I mean, if anything, we all know hiding brings on other situations. So
he doesn't like the limelight like that. Like that's why he's probably not doing it because he don't want to do the interviews. He don't want to do none of that stuff. He don't want to be having to talk to y'all. He don't want to do none of that.
Yeah.
So that's why
and sometimes, sometimes maybe you put the longevity ahead of the big money and the fame. You're looking at the longevity of things. Okay, I want to coach, make some money, support my family. I don't need to make all this money because as soon as you become a head coach and you don't win,
it's
on. I don't care how much they like you, you're getting fired.
Yep.
You get fired.
Yeah.
So,
as long as he's been an assistant coach, they talk real good about him, how good he is as an assistant coach. He's staying in the lane. Look, I'm going to switch gears real fast, but I'm going to bring it back. Matt Patricia. So he could be a head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir. You are terrible. You are terrible. Please go back to where you came from, sir. Thank you. And what did he do? Put his tail between his legs, and he went on back. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your lane.
Right.
Stay in your lane, period.
That's right. an all-star. Look what Magic coached for 1 year. For 1 year and said, I can't do this, man.
Yeah,
I can't do this. These players, you know, I don't have what they got in there, and they don't have what we had. So he had to get out. It's a whole lot you have to do with these players now.
Yeah, I believe.
Well, you got a Latrell Sprewell on your hands.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Somebody
getting
choked
out.
But that ain't. And look, he snapped because the man was talking to him. He snapped on the man.
Yeah.
And he wasn't talking
he snapped
to him.
In practice.
Cussing him out.
Yeah.
In practice.
He was, he was cussing him out. He wasn't talking to him. Yeah.
I mean, okay, well, he was cussing him out. They were two men having a cuss out, fuss out. You don't put your hands on me, and please don't put me, I ain't going to put my hand on you.
And back then, y'all know that's what them coaches did. You got cursed off. He just probably was in his feelings about something. That was true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's what the coaches did back in the day, saying that he cursed.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. You know then, them coaches cursed you out some kind of bad.
Now if you hear
Coach curse, you know, you might say something, but you'll be like, hey, man, that's what went on when we played, man.
Exactly.
That's what it was.
Do you think Popovich ask anybody to do anything, or he tell them? Man, how many championships? Seven, eight championships?
Players coach.
Popovich demands. He demands.
That's
he don't
right.
ask, he don't tell.
Every coach can't coach the same. Yeah, I mean, he's got to
do it. I'm just saying, you got to have that respect to do it. You got to have that respect to do it.
What gives Popovich that respect or that pedigree? Knowing over his term in the NBA, he's been a champion.
Mm-hmm.
So
guys
come in, and it's easier to buy into a champion than a guy who, you know, you might have out of nose about. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You can't just be a champion, though. You got to win.
Right.
You got to bring in a winning plan.
Oh, most definitely.
You got to win.
Definitely.
Or they'll kick a legend out, too, now.
Yeah, I don't know how they got Duncan after having Robinson, though. That was some good deal there.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I have a question. The point guard position, the shooting guard position, like, Massey needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
They got Sabai, and they got what's his name you just said?
We just picked up Daniel House. We just picked up Daniel House, and we still got Shake Milton.
And y'all got Tobias, right?
Yeah, but Tobias is a 3-4.
He's a 4.
Yeah, we talking about ball handling duties. Yeah, ball handling duties.
Yeah, ball handling. Yeah, the backcourt.
Who, House or Matchy?
Tobias.
No, you got House and you got Shake. Don't forget Shake's still there.
Shake Milton.
When Shake has to look over his shoulder, he plays better. When he knows Doc Rivers on that.
He been in the
one, two turnovers,
years.
You
got to
go. A couple
missed
shots, you got to go. He don't play well.
Yeah,
right.
He don't even call his name.
The only thing would have kept Jimmy Butler.
Oh, man, don't remind me.
Jimmy wanted to leave.
I think Jimmy didn't want to be there anymore.
No,
they chose Harris.
They
chose Harris and Simmons over Jimmy.
Because Jimmy Butler said at the end of the when Miami beat Philly, Jimmy Butler said, you should have kept me. You should have kept me. He didn't want to leave.
No,
he didn't
kept that man.
That's where he wanted to go. He wanted to be in Philly.
Facts.
Yeah.
So when will a conversation be had about this Philly front office, man? You know what I mean?
That's why they got rid of Brett Brown. Brett Brown got out of there.
Oh, they already fixed that problem.
Brett Brown did.
Problem real quick.
That moment, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
I think the coach is, I think the problem is Doc. I think that's where their problem is. They need to, slow to pull the trigger. I think they're just slow to pull the trigger.
Doc has definitely stored up some good graces with the upper management of Philly, and I know a lot of us look at it and say why or how, but for some reason they're not blaming him for the problems that they're having, or they don't see him as the problem that they're having, and who knows? Maybe when Doc came out with those statements against Ben Simmons, maybe it was a direct punch at Simmons from the upper management. You know, we said in the Harbaugh situation that these guys are direct representatives of the front office, and some of the things they say is what the front office is telling them to say.
Because
they can't say it themselves. No. They cannot say it themselves, because that would not only turn fans off, it would push them all the way away. So, yeah.
Yeah, admitting a mistake, right?
Exactly.
Can I can ask a question? Come on.
You got the big three. Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Garnett, and you add Rondo and Perkins to that team,
mm-hmm.
and you make Doc the coach. Now, here's my question. Other than that, what has Doc done in the NBA? Why do we rank him so high, and why does he always continue to get a job? What's the reason? Because he hasn't won anywhere other than Boston on a ready-made team.
Where has Dan? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I got an answer for you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm done. That was it.
Go ahead. Because you can say that about a whole lot of coaches, like D'Antoni. He ain't won Nathan, and his name stay coming up. There's a whole lot of coaches. They just in the network.
Yeah, but we talking about Doc right now, though, Cap.
Yeah.
And I don't even think he won a championship. D'Antoni ain't win a championship, did he?
No, not D'Antonio. But what I'm saying is some coaches, look at Thibodeau. I know you're saying you're talking about Doc, but I'm just trying to show you the whole picture. Look at Thibodeau in New York. Won nothing, but he in favor with the GMs. He's just part of the network. It's just a recycle deal. Hubie Brown was in that joint for years.
Mm-hmm. You know, I look at Eric Spoelstra down in Miami. He did get better as a coach.
Let me ask this question. Didn't Doc win as a player?
No, yeah.
They were close.
No,
Nick. No, Hawks.
He ain't win that year with
Hawks, Nick Spurs.
Michael kept a lot of people out of the championship.
That's why a lot of these dudes are getting excused now, because Mike slammed the door on them, man. So a lot of people are like, let's go ahead and give him his props now. You know, Mike shut that man out, you know. So
especially them people in Cleveland, especially Cleveland.
Let's take another call. 404, what's happening? You on the corner?
All right, what's going on, y'all?
All right, now 404.
Some of the NBA talk.
Yeah, give it. I'm sorry. Who? I'm sorry.
No, this is Nas, man.
Nas. Oh, what's up, Nas?
What's up, Nas?
How you doing?
Right now.
Hey, Nas,
would you wait till football season come back around and you say, yeah, I'm going to call them Bammers now.
Baseball whooping me every day, man. You know what I'm saying? No, this ain't the rapper. Yeah, baseball been whooping me, man. So I ain't had the time, man. I've been getting my head kicked in. But look, Doc, you gotta understand a thing with Doc. When he came in as a coach in Orlando, they was doing a rebuilding project, and he got them to the playoffs. That's kind of what how he earned his stripes. And then, you know, that thing probably would have kicked off, but when they got McGrady and Grant Hill, Grant Hill's ankle ended up getting hurt, and Grant wasn't ever the same. So then you get the Boston years. He wins a chip and then loses another in a game 7 to the Lakers, that infamous Rob Metta World Peace game. So Doc is highly accomplished as a coach. He's done a lot. So it's just a thing of we've seen him flame out in spectacular fashion, too, up 3-1 and lose the series. But Doc is a good coach, and for some, I tell you one thing, y'all better quit talking bad about him, because if he get fired, he gonna go interview somewhere and he gonna get the job somehow. When Doc go in there,
I hope he ain't here.
He come out with the job. I don't know what he say, but he come out with the job.
I don't know what he say.
Hey, you right about that, Nas. You right about that.
He part of the good old boy.
Yeah,
he one of them people, man. We all got a partner like that, man. Like he can lose a job tomorrow, and if he get interviewed somewhere, he gonna get it. Like some people just got that. I don't know what it is, man. But y'all looking good this year. As long as Harden is healthy, I can see some good things for y'all, man. Ain't really nothing to worry about. And Cassell interviewed for the Utah job a month ago, so he's still on the grind.
Okay.
He's trying to get a gig, man. Great Sam Cassell.
Okay.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay, that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. Thanks, Nas. Thanks, Nas.
That's some good information, Nas, my man.
Yes, sir.
All good, man. Y'all remember Sam? He was balling, man, back in his day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No doubt. In other NBA news, y'all, Steph Curry. Steph Curry aims to inspire children with a new children's book. I have a superpower. And you know, I did a little reading on this book, and it's a great children's book. It really doesn't specify what the superpower is, but it's basically telling children whatever they do, whatever they love, whatever they're inspired to be, that's their superpower. So, you know, I'm just like, wow, man, that's a great inspiration to children, you know? That's a great inspiration to children. And I'm glad that, you know, I love seeing an athlete take his popularity and do something positive, you know, do something good for not just his family, but the next generation of kids coming up. So kudos to Steph. I give him his props for that.
Yes, me too. I give him his props. Absolutely. And especially for kids. Anything for the kids.
You don't know. You know, they need it, man. They need it. In today's situations, man, any help that these children can get to curb them from ignorance or nonsense, you know, I'm all for it. I am all for it. And I appreciate Steph for, I might not like him a whole lot on the basketball court, but I do like the fact that he's using his popularity in a good way. Yeah, you know I'm talking about?
Education is key. Knowledge is power.
All the time.
Come on,
all the time.
And this is just the beginning of Steph's influence, man. Just imagine, by the time that dude retire, you can just go carve out the acreage. You open up the Steph Curry mega church, it's a wrap. He might be bigger than Joel Osteen by the time. Because Steph
is a
true Christian, not a I'm a Christian on Mondays and Tuesdays, but not this. No, he's a real Christian. So when that dude opened the church, forget about it.
Forget about it. Oh, man. Oh, man. And you know what? I didn't know that. Man, you dropping all type of little knowledge on us, Nas. I ain't know Steph was a Christian. I never knew that, seriously. But to me, that explains why we're not seeing him caught up in some of the things that these players are getting caught up with the media and
bingo.
All of that nonsense.
You say because he's a Christian. You say because he's a Christian, that's why he's not caught up.
Yeah, because he's a man aspiring to live as Christ.
Okay.
He's a man aspiring to live as Christ wants us to.
Let's just not talk about Christ in that fashion, because everybody don't agree. Yeah.
You
that's
don't
a road.
Agree. Everybody else.
Yeah,
that's a
don't.
Road
that's what,
we
that's
don't want
to
travel.
I was trying to say that. It's, like, really nice, like, everybody's, you know. But I was really saying me. I don't.
All right. Y'all, we're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to go ahead into Lady T's picks. I hope y'all ready. Time
yes,
out.
Indeed.
Bag, what you got in that bag? All right,
lady. Yes, sir.
Lady C, are you ready for week one? Kale's Corner, family. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm bona fide, so enough ready. All right, let's see who we got. Let's see who we got.
All right, let's check here.
57, you in this week?
Yo, yeah, I'm in. I'm with you.
Okay. Cap, you in this week, Cap?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tang, you here, bro?
Number one winner, always here.
No, man, Tang can't be in, man.
Double 007, you in?
Yeah.
007, okay. Debo, you win his beat. Debo, going what?
Who are you talking about, D or Debo? Darius.
Oh, I'm Darius. Darius.
Who's calling him Debo?
Dang, I was getting ready to say, damn, Debo is.
Yeah, me too.
Darius.
Yeah.
You win his Darius? My bad,
yeah.
Darius. Now, do you want to participate this week in Lady T's pick?
Oh, yeah. Let me in.
Okay, so that's Nas, Darius, 007, Tang, Cap, 57, and myself, and Reese. Hold on. Let me pull
and
Reese
Betty.
In. Okay.
Wait,
and
me
say, hey, my baby. Hey, my bad.
Yeah.
I don't know where me my ass
Kill
right
says,
now.
Hey.
Reese, you in?
Yes.
Okay. Reese is here.
And Luke sent me his earlier.
Luke sent his in. Okay. Great. Now, I'm going to allow Miss T to let you guys know how to get in touch with her through her Cash App. All yours, T.
Oh, okay. Hey guys, my Cash App is $ MAMABOSS, the number 5. It should say $ mama boss 5. If you're online, I have it pinned online. But if you don't get it, I'll just say it again at the end of the at the end of the picks. I'll say it again. If you guys can mute your phone for me, please. Everybody mute their phone. And when I call your name, unmute yourself.
Hey, what up, man?
Mute yourself, please. Oh.
Mute yourself, Nas.
Hey, no,
what's
going on?
He can't hear
you. I got
you. Okay, thank you.
Where you going?
All right, Hello? You guys ready? No.
Yeah, this is an old man. Yeah, where you going?
Nas.
Thanks. Oh, no, I'm straight.
Thanks. I can't even see him on the Hold on. Okay, I got it.
No, I'm still.
Okay. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
All right, we good. Hello?
We good, we good.
Okay. All right, y'all ready? Now, everybody, just unmute yourself when you hear your name called. The first game is tonight. The first game is tonight, you guys. Bills versus the Rams. Bills versus the Rams. Come on, 007. Start us off. Unmute yourself.
Rams.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go Bills.
Come on, 57.
Bills.
Darius.
Rams.
I already got Lou. Come on, Tang.
Buffalo.
Come on, Reese. Betty says Bills.
Yes.
All right, I got you. Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Bills.
Me as well. I already got Lou. Kirby has sent his in as well. Are we going to Nas? Oh, he's still on hold.
No, I'm not here. Right. Yeah, give me Buffalo, too.
Okay.
How much is it?
$5. The next one is Eagles versus the Lions, you guys. Eagles versus the Lions. Come on, Tang, start it out.
Detroit.
Come on, Reese.
Did I mute her? I'm sorry, I muted her, y'all. Oh, God. Come on, Reese. I'm sorry, babe.
What game is this?
Eagles versus the Lions.
The Lions.
I got you. Betty says Eagles. Come on, Kale.
Dang. Eagles, man. Go ahead. Hey,
come
look,
on, 007.
I'm coming with a different.
Huh?
I'm coming with a different.
I'm going with the Eagles, too.
Mm. I say, hey, as soon as you picked him, I said that. I said, oh, he ain't going like last year. Okay, he being smart.
He been, yeah.
Hey, look, boy.
I'm going to lie.
He been.
Come on, Cat.
Philly.
I know that's right. I don't need nobody asked you. Come on, Darius.
Philly.
Come on, Nas.
Philly.
Eagles and Lions.
Philly.
Gotcha. Come on, 57.
I'm trying to say, who is it again?
Eagles, Lions.
Oh, man. Hey. Give me the Eagles, man. Shit. excuse me. I'm sorry. The Eagles.
How great that. Come on, bro.
So let Hard Knocks fool y'all.
Okay. 49ers. 14. Oh, I went with Lions. 49ers versus the Bears, you guys. 49ers versus the Bears. I'm going first. 49ers.
Of course.
Come on, 57. This is one of your little bit.
I'm going with the 49ers.
Ooh. Come on, Cat.
Joe Montana.
I know that's right.
Joe Montana.
Come on, down here, Travis. 007.
I'm going with the Bears.
Come on, Darius.
49ers.
No.
49ers.
Kale.
49ers, man.
Come on, dog. Are you serious right now? Come on, Tang.
That man trying to win. 49ers.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, I tell you what, Tree.
He going to let somebody beat the Cowboys
down.
When I say Cowboys. Come on, Reed.
49ers.
Betty says 49ers. All right, you guys. That was almost a 40. That was almost a sweep. That daggone 007. Come on. Steelers versus the Bengals, guys. Steelers versus the Bengals.
Oh, this is
easy.
With 57.
I'm going to put the Steelers for 57. Is that cool?
I got my black and yellow on, baby.
Oh, no.
That. Come on, man. I'm going with Icky Shuffle.
Who is the Icky Shuffle? Who is that? The Bengals?
Oh, Bengals.
The Bengals. Yes.
That's what I
know.
Icky Woods.
You got, yeah. Okay. I was in the right frame of mind. Okay. Come on, Reese.
The Bengals.
Betty says Bengals. Come on, Tank.
Cincinnati, baby.
Kale.
Bengals.
Y'all gonna be hurt. Excuse me for butting in.
I'm going with the Steelers.
Trubisky.
007. Way to go, baby.
Come on, Darius. Bengals. Come on, Nas.
Yeah, I don't know if Trubisky is going to keep that job for the whole first half. Man, let's go Cincinnati, man.
Intel. You got great intel.
Not messing with y'all.
That was funny.
That was not a sweep at all. That was not a sweep. All right, guys. Next one we have up is Patriots versus the Dolphins, guys. Patriots versus the Dolphins. Come on, Reed, start us out. Come on, girl power.
Patriots.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Dolphins.
Let's go Darius. Darius.
Miami.
Come on, Nas.
Look, I ain't saying I want to see Belichick suffer, but we getting a lot of payback this year, baby. Yeah, so let's go MIA, man. New England, good luck.
I know that's right. Come on, 007.
Mac Jones. Patriots.
Come on, Cap.
Going to Dolphins.
Oh, we got a lot of Dolphins. Okay. Come on, 57.
Hey, you know how in trading places they say, look at the Dukes. They know something. I'm going with the Dolphins.
I can know my nerves. Betty says Miami.
Miami.
I'm going to look. I think that. Oh no, that wasn't a sweep. All right, it was not a sweep because we have two Patriots. Yeah. All right, guys. The next one up is Browns versus the Panthers. Browns versus the Panthers, you guys. Let's see. Come on, Cap, start us out.
Woo, hoo, hoo. This game here.
Yes.
Mayfield versus Clowney and the other crazy boy.
Man, give me Browns. At you all the whole time, man. I can't laugh at you the whole time.
Browns.
What did you say, Browns?
Yes.
All right. Come on, 57.
Baker Mayfield going to get his keys back. Carolina.
He did have a lot of commercials where the stadium was his home.
Right in there. Right in their stadium.
Yo, that's
come on,
funny.
Governor Savage.
I'm going with Carolina.
There he is.
What's the thing?
Panthers Brown. Panthers at home.
Give me Panthers.
Come on, Nas.
Yeah, this is the tough one. This is the one that's a toss-up. So I guess I'm going to go Baker revenge game. Let me go on with Carolina.
Okay.
Turnover machine.
Turnover machine, somebody just said.
That's a fact.
Come on, Cam.
I'm going with the Browns.
That run game vicious.
Come on,
exactly.
Tang. Yeah.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Come on, Reese.
Carolina.
And I'm going Panthers as well. And Betty online is going Panthers as well. So we only got one, two Browns. Okay, that was 007 and Cap. Kale and Cap. I'm sorry, 007. Kale and Cap. Colts versus the Texans, you guys. This game is played in Houston, Texas. Yes. So let's start us off 57.
I'm going with the Colts.
Okay. Come on, Cap.
Colts.
Come on, Tang.
Houston.
Come on, Reese.
Colts.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the
Colts or Texans?
Colts.
I'm going Texans. Oh, yeah. Come on, 00.
I'm going with the Texans.
Come on, Darius.
Colts.
Come on, Nas.
Yeah, Colts. By 30. Give me them Colts.
Mm.
Okay.
By 30?
Jesus.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I know, right? Texans versus the Falcons. This game is being played in Atlanta, you guys. And Matty Ice ain't there no more. So, Saints versus the Falcons, you guys. Start us off, Tank.
Like,
unmute yourself, Tay. Huh?
I was here. I just didn't know what I wanted to do. Thanks.
I know. I was being funny. You said Saints?
Yeah.
I got you. Come on, Ms. Reed, in the building.
The Falcons?
Saints or the Falcons?
Falcons.
Okay. Come Come on, Darius. Saints or the Falcons?
Atlanta.
Falcons. Betty says Saints. Nas, come on, Nas.
Look, as a resident of Atlanta, I can't pick that team, so I'm going to just say the Who That people. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I got you, Saints. Come on, 007.
Falcons.
Cap.
Battled the first two picks a few years ago. I'm going with the Saints.
All right. Come on, 57.
Thanks.
Hey, man, remember, we trying to lose down here, man. Hey, if we start winning, they might take the starters out. Hell, we need these picks.
I know, that's right. I'm going to say, come on,
Caleb. Jameis is playing, right?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go with Jameis, man, from the Saints.
I got every pick. Let's go. Let's keep it moving, guys. Ravens versus the Jets.
Woo-hoo.
Ravens versus the Jets. I am going first. I am taking the Ravens. I know Betty is going to take the Ravens, but she hasn't picked yet. But let's go, Tang.
Ravens.
Stop hating over here. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you, 57.
I hope they get stomped.
Come on, Reed. What were you saying? I couldn't hear you because my family on here. Jet. Gotcha.
Yeah. Reese is the Jet thing.
That's her team, baby. Don't be messing with my sister.
Sorry to hear that.
Come on, Kale. Oh, he said sorry to hear that.
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Go, 57.
I got $5 I can throw away. I'm going with the Jets.
Oh, my God. Come on, Kyle. I ain't messing with him.
Ravens all day.
Oh, okay. Come on, 007.
Flacco might do it on Jets.
You going Jets?
Oh, man.
Let's go, Darius. I ain't messing with him.
B-mo.
Come on, Nas.
Oh, B-mo.
Betty says, Ravens, baby, Super Bowl bound.
Yeah, Betty. Let me get your number, Betty.
Man, y'all Bama. Get y'all crab cake sandwich and call it a day.
The Wire.
We going Jaguars at those Commanders, baby. Woo-hoo. And this game is right here. This game is being played right here. Let's do it. Kale, who you taking? Jaguars or who?
I'm taking the team that's favored to win, the Washington football team. Y'all talking about?
The Washington football team, is that who you picking, the Commanders?
The Washington football team. Don't play with me. You know who I'm picking.
Doug Williams.
Y'all talk about.
I love you, bro. Let me say that right now. I love you. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. Let's get that out the way right now. Come on, 57. Back me up. Tell how much we love Kale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you say that because you know it's gonna be a rough season. let's make it plain now. I love you.
Get your
pick. We're in
catechism. Get your pick up.
The other team, Kale, you already know. The other team, who they playing, Cardoza? The other team.
Y'all the man.
Kale, don't let that slide, Kale. We coming right back to the car.
It's
the
Bama's in this house. It's the Bama's in this house, yeah.
I'm going to Commanders. I'll be at the game. Section 106, holler at me. Let's go, Commanders.
I'm talking about
he drank the Kool-Aid.
And it was good.
Man, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I bought the shoes, the coat, everything. But, man, look, I ain't wasting money. No, I'm going with the Jaguars with this one, until they prove to me.
We got to come back to that. Come on, Darius.
Me and 007 are going
to fight for this
season to go. Call yourself a Washington fan.
Give me the Commanders.
Come on now.
Stop the press. Stop the press.
I got a free play for y'all this week. Go get all the Terry McLaurin you can. Fantasy, prop sites, whatever. Bet Terry McLaurin this week. Big, big game.
Oh,
Commanders.
Man. Oh, man.
Who we missing?
Me.
Jet.
Reese.
Come on, Rhea.
Betty.
Yep. Come on, Rhea.
Washington.
I got you. Tang.
I'm going with the Commander.
I'm going to Washington as well.
Don't do me
Y'all
no
favors. Y'all better let me down. I'm trying to win. I'm trying to do no favors. I'm trying to win. The team, Betty said she is picking the team formerly known as Redskins.
All
right. That's not going to be wrong with that defense, man. The defense is going to step up, I'm telling you.
All right, y'all. Packers versus we're going to get a little time so we can dig back into it, y'all. Let's get these last little ones out. Packers versus the Vikings. Come on, Reese, start us out.
Packers.
Okay. Come on, Tang.
Vikings.
Come on, Kale.
Packers.
Come on, Nas.
Yeah, let's go, Packers.
Darius.
I can't catch.
Packers.
007.
I'm going with the Vikings at home.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Cap.
Oh, Vikings all day. A lot of offense.
I can't believe people in D.C. still trust Kirk Cousins. I'm surprised.
Come on, 57.
Regular season, bro.
Where they playing
Vikings.
At?
Vikings.
At the,
they playing in Minnesota.
At the Vikings. Yeah.
Is it raining or snowing?
Let me
stop. Let me go with the Vikings, man. They play in the dome. It don't matter. Y'all know
that. I'm about to say, don't play in the dome.
Yo, this is funny. Y'all funny, man.
Betty said Packers. What you say? You got the last one. Oh, me. Vikings. What'd you say, 57?
Oh, I thought I said Vikings.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to be too.
No problem, all right,
guys, that is it. Giants versus the Titans. Giants versus the Titans, and we're playing at the Titans' house. Let's get it. Let's go. Start us off, Derry, yes.
Give me King Henry.
All right. Come on, now.
Oh, Derry Jr.
Yeah, I know it's Titans, and it's not Derrick Henry, right?
The rest of them folks don't matter. If he don't get off the bus, they ain't winning nothing.
That's a fact. I didn't say Henry. I said King Henry.
Yeah, that same difference.
Nah, King Henry. The crown of my boy.
I ain't nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
007, come on. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to Giants.
All right. Oh, I thought you was muted. Come on, Cap. I'm sorry.
I'm going to Titans.
I'm sorry, 007. 57.
Grand Ole Opry.
So what's up,
like
Packers?
That. Yeah, over the apple. I like that.
57, that's the Packers?
No, the Titans.
I meant to say not Packers. The Giants and the Titans. Titans, I meant to say you want the Titans.
Yeah,
I'm all
go
the place.
Titans.
I'm sorry,
Nashville.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Titans.
Giants, Titans.
Titans,
okay. Betty says Titans. Come on, Tang.
Titans.
Reese.
Titans.
Let me see. Is that a fleet? That dang on 007. All right. Raiders versus the Chargers, guys. Raiders versus the Chargers, and we are at the Chargers' house. All right? Raiders, Chargers. This is a good one. This is
Raiders.
A good one.
Raiders.
Darius, who called you? Who is that? Darius?
It's
come on,
not
Darius.
A close one.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Okay. I got it, Darius. Yes. 007, can you follow up?
I got the Chargers.
We know, man, but we're talking about football right now.
Yeah, just the Herbo in there.
Come on, 57.
I'm going with the Chargers, too.
Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the Raiders because J.C. Jackson out.
Ooh, now some inside info. Nah.
Yeah, give me them Chargers, too.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Raiders. Going with Cap.
Betty says Chargers. Come on, Ree.
Raiders.
I'm going to start going before Tang because I don't want him to think I'm picking what he picked. Come on, Kale.
Going Raiders. I know you're trying to win, baby. Don't worry about it.
If you win, I'm still winning.
Y'all sit right beside each other.
Oh, no, we're not, and you know it. I don't know why you even said that. Won't be cheating on my paper. Come on, Chiefs and Cardinals, guys. Chiefs and Cardinals. I'm trying to get through. We got like 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 4 more. Chiefs and the Cardinals, guys. Chiefs and the Cardinals. Let's go, Nas.
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes. Gotcha. Come on, 57.
KC.
Come on, Ree.
Chief.
Tang.
Chief.
Darius.
Cotton.
Double O seven.
Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals as well. Don't want to, but I definitely ain't picking the Chiefs. Go, Kale.
Chiefs.
And who we got? Cap.
Gotta go Chiefs. Hopkins not there.
Oh, don't remind me. Bucks, Cowboys, this is the Sunday night game, y'all. This is the Sunday night game. The only game will be on. All eyes on this game right here. Bucks versus the Cowboys, and we are in Texas for this game. Okay, the one-star helmet, I'm going to Tank first.
I'm going with them boys and Big Bruh. If you're really trying to win, I'm going to know where you at on your
Hey, look, man.
Let's go, Cam.
I'm going with the Bucks. I'm going Tampa Bay. For real.
All right. Okay. I know you are. I just wanted to throw that in there.
Come on. Let me see what 57 at.
You already know I'm going with Tampa Bay.
Let me see what Cap at. Come on, Cap.
Offensive line issues and inexperience at wide receiver, I'm going with the Bucks.
Okay.
Come on, Cap.
Come on, 007.
Y'all in trouble over there, bro.
Defense,
man, y'all know
game,
Jerry
bro.
Jones coming out the pocket.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, we don't have time, y'all. We don't have time. Come on, 007.
You ain't hear me? Jerry Jones coming out the pocket. He's going with the Cowboys. Dude, man, no, they playing at home.
007. Everybody throwing jabs. So I'm blocking them, though.
I'm going Tampa.
Oh, uppercut.
Come on now.
You did it, Tampa.
Yeah, Dak didn't practice today. Give me Tampa.
Tom Brady ain't practicing. Come on, Reed.
Gallup hurts.
Tampa. The Bucks.
Betty says Bucks as well. I'm going Cowboys.
I guess this one is going to show the winners right there in that game.
Don't
and
show the winners
game,
or what?
So we can talk about some of these games. The last game is Broncos versus the Seahawks. This is the Monday night game. All eyes on the TV will be Monday night game, Broncos at the Seahawks. Guys, I am going first. I'm taking the Broncos.
This is sweet.
We got to do the score, Miss T.
Yeah, score.
That's right. Thank you, Tanks. I need the winner and a score, just like we did in practice, a winner and a score, okay? So this game I'm going 35-10. And I'm taking the Broncos. And the team is Broncos versus the Seahawks, guys. Broncos versus the Seahawks. Come on, Kale, what you got? What you got?
I'm going to go Broncos for the win. And the score 21-17.
Oh,
come on, 007.
Who's the quarterback?
We got time.
Geno
pick.
Smith.
Pick. We don't
Geno
got time.
Smith for the Seahawks and Russell Wilson for the Broncos.
I'm going with Russell Wilson.
Oh, you're going with them Hawks. Oh,
45-10.
No? What?
Wow.
45-10? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Come on, Darius.
Give me Denver 28-3.
28-3. Come on, Nas.
See, now I got a Price is Right, my man, because he just took my score. So Denver 28-6. I'm going to do that.
Bronco. Okay, 28. I should have came to you first, huh? Come on, Kat.
I'm going to go Broncos 37-9.
Thanks. Come on, 57.
Hey, y'all know Russell want to make Pete Carroll look bad.
Exactly.
You ain't lying.
I'm
going
go to I'm gonna go over the Broncos 14-7.
Betty, somebody mute your phone. Whoever phone ringing, mute your phone. Betty says Broncos 31-10.
Oh,
yeah. Come on, Reese.
Broncos 21-14. Can I say that?
You said 21 what?
14.
Yes, you can. Come on, Tang. You got the last one.
I'm going to go Broncos. Mama, great minds think alike. You made me scratch my 10 out. I'm going 31-9.
Oh, okay. 31-9,
Monty Tank School. I'm going 31-9.
Okay, look, listen, guys. I need your $5 if you're playing. I need your $5 in before kickoff tonight. Okay? If it kickoff and I don't have your $5, you playing for fun. Just know that. Don't expect.
Hey, Ma, you got $5.
Who is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I was on mute. My bad. Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
Just give out your cash.
My bad.
Once again, the Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. $MAMABOSS 5. If you see something and it say treetop, that's me. That's me too. It's both of them. You'll see both of them, okay? So that's me. So you want to go to a quick break and then we'll come back and discuss some of these scores that we talked about, games?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're going to be right back, you guys. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kim.
No, you go. You go. You go. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Hey, guys, I really, truly appreciate how we got to our first Lady T's Pick'ems, man. That, hey, listen, y'all are heroes, man. Y'all are heroes. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
This Brooklyn pussy make me lick ya. This mud lawyer make me lick ya. This Bronx pussy make me lick ya. This Durham pussy make me lick ya. To walk up all of them with one clip from me nine. To shoot to kill them, say me don't care. I tried to kill but did not get me nowhere. I just put down me gun in a baby suitcase. Pick up me fist, people talk them face. Flip, slip, one of my
2 minutes talkers is not enough time.
yeah,
for real, y'all. Seriously, man. I really appreciate how we went through those picks. Even with a few jokes, we kept it all short, and we got through it. And I thank you guys. I appreciate you guys for your cooperation.
Yes.
2690. Who? Remind me, who are you again? 2690.
No.
You're on air. Hello? The 2690. Was that 2690? Okay. Yeah, I thought you were going to keep you on mute. Thank you for joining us, 2690. We appreciate your listenership. The Eagles and the Lions, man. Hold up. Real quick, I'm going to go over the NFL power rankings real quick. At number one, they have the Bills. Number two is the Rams. Number three, Tampa Bay Bucks. The 49ers are number four. The Bengals are number five. Green Bay, number six. Kansas City, number seven. Denver Broncos, number eight. Chargers, number nine. The Ravens are bringing up the number 10 spot. Dallas brings up the number 14 spot. The Eagles are number 15. The Steelers are number 24. Steelers 21. Excuse me. Steelers are 21. Seahawks are 24. The Giants are number 26. And the Washington football team is number 28. And I'm going to tell y'all, I have never seen a more blatant favoritism power ranking than this. You're going to say without playing a game,
with Russell Wilson at the helm, Denver is number 8. Seriously, without playing one game, you got Tampa Bay at number 3 with the oldest person in the league. There's only coaches in football right now that are older than Tom Brady. So you're telling me that Tampa Bay is the number 3 team. You know, this thing is real wild to me. And then I look at the fact that the Rams, who won the Super Bowl last year, are sitting at number 2 and the Bills at number 1. You know, so this thing, it's things of favoritism. Go ahead.
It's nothing that got to do with favoritism. It's these people's resumes that give these guys this boost. If LeBron James was to come to Washington and play basketball down here, y'all would be damn near looking to win a Super Bowl. I mean, a championship. Y'all would be contenders. Nobody on Washington resume say contender, say anything.
Well, I'm gonna correct you. Old days, LeBron James. Not LeBron James now, who can't win a contest with this Lakers team, with this team. Maybe young LeBron, yeah, I'll agree with you. But older LeBron,
he's just coming off averaging 30. So how you cannot, like, I don't understand what you're saying.
Because he needs more help now than he's ever had. He needs more help from his team than he ever had in the past. But we're going to keep this football. Because football is a completely different sport than basketball. And in basketball, you can have one player that shines and makes a total difference. In football, it takes too many parts. And we all know, I mean, they're acting as if the older Brady gets, the more spry or strength he gets. And it happens the opposite way. The older you get, the more strength you lose. The capabilities and abilities that you lose. So it's just crazy to me that Tampa Bay could be number 3. And you said the resume of the players, well, the Rams last year with their Super Bowl victory, I say they have the most and best resume out there. They won it all last year. So
how can you say that when Brady – look at Brady's resume. Look at – like, it's undeniable. You can't say that.
Hey, man, you remember with Patino years ago when he said Larry Bird ain't walking through that door, Robert Parrish ain't walking through that. Young Tom Brady ain't walking through that door, man. So I know he get them packages from overseas, say with that what you will. Shout out to Barry Bonds. But that don't mean you can keep beating the five times ever.
They got better. What are we talking?
I have to agree with Darius. You look at his resume, and then once you look at his resume, you put the team around him that you know is going to allow him to do the things that Tom Brady does. You know he can't run the ball. You know he can't take the hits. You give him a great offensive line, and he can keep him standing upright and some good receivers. They won the Super Bowl. Denver has a good offensive line. They got a great defensive team. Their deficiency was that quarterback. So I can see why they got the ranking that they did, because Russell Wilson is a good quarterback. So I have to go with Darius on this one right here about you've got to look at their resume, and then you got to look at what the team is putting down there to support. And I think that's why they got the rankings that they did.
Tampa Bay lost two linemen already.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And
they're down two O-line. Chris Godwin is still questionable for week one. So, there's a lot going on. This man trying to retire and then came back. So, I don't even know if he really want to be there. So,
And the coach, I'm with you on
the
go-with
it. The Tampa, I don't know.
They got a new
We're
coach.
Comfortable with Denver at 8. We're comfortable with Denver at 8 and the Ravens at 10? Nah. That's backwards
yeah.
to me. That's backwards.
The Ravens always, the Ravens stay hurt. The Ravens don't
is
make
Lamar
it through
playing?
The season.
Is Lamar
yeah.
playing?
Yeah.
yeah.
That's another issue.
His contract
is
like signed.
So is he
playing
or is he not playing?
He playing. No, he said
he's going to. I ask you guys, if it were you, would you play or would you sit out? You know, we're talking about a quarterback who utilized his leg to the extreme. You know what I mean? And,
I would
and,
play.
And one wrong hit. One wrong hit can sit him down, can put him out of football for life. I wouldn't advise him to play. I would advise him, get your money, man. Finish your contract situation because today they finally put a number to it. It's $200 million offered, $230 million desired. So, you know, that's not really that far apart. It's not really that far apart, but Lamar has made a statement. You know, if it's not done by tomorrow, close the business, which he expecting it to be. You know, he didn't make any threats. He didn't make any promises, but he just basically said, we'll see. And I'm with him on that. I'm with him on that, man.
Well,
you know,
forgive me, and I know we got to go, but today he said, if we don't sign it by the time we're supposed to kick off, I'm going to be in uniform, and I'm going to play. The contracts are over, and I'm going to play for what I signed for to play for this year. That's what he
he'll
said
sign.
Today out of his own mouth.
Mm. I believe he'll sign.
Okay. He'll be on the court. I mean,
he said he was
going to
play, whether they
team.
Signed it or not. Yeah, whether they signed it or not, he said he was going to play.
Yeah, what that means is after this year, look for me to be gone.
He betting on himself.
That deal isn't gone. Yeah.
If he don't get the deal signed, price of the brick going up. But basically, if you think about what we were talking about earlier, Joe Flacco, he's paying the Joe Flacco tax. So
yep.
the owner of the Ravens
yep.
years ago, he promised Flacco a big contract. They won a Super Bowl. They win
yep.
the Super Bowl. He gives them the contract, and then the Ravens regret it. And
yep.
for years, you know, they had to get out from under that contract. And
yep.
now they're acting funny with Lamar.
3 years later.
They're going to end up paying it. Yeah, they're going
to
end up paying it.
Yeah, they're
going
to have
to. Get that man his money.
Yeah. And on
yeah.
that note, you guys, we're going to love y'all some more. We're going to have to go. But we will be back, guys. We're coming back. Don't get it twisted. We be back on Tuesday, 5 o'clock sharp. Ain't that right, Kato? 5 o'clock sharp.
Sharp.
We'll be back.
Sharp.
I love my co-host. I swear to God, y'all. I swear to God up there, he knows that I love Kale. Now, I don't swear to God, y'all. I'm not supposed to use his name in vain.
Come
I apologize.
On.
Kale and Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. That means everybody on the phone, online, everywhere, even when we walk and we see people. Thank you guys for supporting us. Kale and Ms. T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love on you so much more next week. Kale and we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. Feel free to call in. And guess what, you guys? You guys can also log in on Kale's Corner and Instagram and follow us there. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcClain and listen there as well. You guys, we love you guys so very much. Like, get y'all money in, $MAMABOSS5. It's $5 to play each week. It's $5 to play, you guys. So get your money in.
Marcy, Joe is the lingo, and brothers Rob. So...
Sorry.
It's on you.
My bad. Hey, if you love them, they should know it. Y'all know that's my motto. We're going to say enjoy the football. It is back. It is back. It is back. have a great safe weekend. And if you love them, they should already know. All right. Let's go out to Mumbo Songs, man.
Talk to Jeff.
Welcome to D.C. You know what?
Have a great weekend.